Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, everybody. A little overcast in the city today, Jay. Supposed to be a lot of storms coming in the Northeast, like over the next week.
I saw, there's nothing worse than my kids being out of school, right? So the kids are out of school, they're in the house. And the one thing you want more than anything, just give me good weather. Just go outside. And you look at the weather forecast, next 2 weeks, rains every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, and this is what I got.
Although I will say about those some weather apps, the least reliable thing. you have to actually look into it a little bit.
It's like our forecasting on who's going to win NBA championships.
That's with right. Mine is
yours because I had Denver.
I said you Denver
had,
the whole
you
time.
You had Miami in seven.
I had Denver.
You have Miami in seven.
Denver. Listen, Jay, it's not important who said what. It's that as a show, we picked Denver. We have a basketball expert on the show who picked Denver.
That's what you're that's doing what now.
That's what it is.
It's a smart move.
My job as host is to extract knowledge. Is to extract knowledge from the experts.
You find loopholes.
Were you or were you not the second overall pick in the draft? Only because there was a 7'6" Chinese center in the same draft. They wanted, not only was he a freakish prospect, but he also represented entry into an enormous untapped market.
Yes, Scoot Henderson knows exactly how I feel this morning.
Yes.
Same with Brandon Miller.
Yes,
like, welcome to that life.
The NBA draft.
Welcome to that life.
Victor Wembanyama, in a shocker, went first overall.
Wait, hold on, Max.
To San Antonio. Who could have predicted it?
We had Marty last night, by the way. Marty, did you see Marty? Marty Smith, our own. He had a picture of Victor Wembanyama literally like shaven into the back of his head.
Marty's
with
that
the
dude.
ESPN symbol on the side. Okay.
Yeah.
First off, don't ever question Marty's loyalty to the company brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then literally they packed out San Antonio. And I love last night after the pick because every San Antonio fan is like, yeah, yeah, with so much excitement. I'm like, we all knew that was going to happen.
Well,
everybody in the I'm happy for them, but everybody in the world knew Victor Wembanyama was going to be drafted.
You know what it is,
the first
Jay,
pick in the draft.
For the first time, San Antonio fans finally get to take a big at number one overall. That's all they've ever wished for. It's just one time can we take a big first overall when it's obvious he's going to be great.
87 with David Robinson. That didn't happen with Tim Duncan. You know, but hey, but look, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Dude is elite. Dude is special. You saw his whole family interview last night, and they got an absolute stud. They got a generational talent.
Look at these. Like, Duncan was hyped, but if people recall that draft, there were some like, wait, should Keith Van Horn go first overall? When David Robinson was drafted, no one in the world thought someone else should go number one. He was, in fact, even when Patrick Ewing was drafted in the first ever draft lottery, the reason he went one overall is because David Robinson was in the military at the time, or else but this is what I mean about hype around draft prospects, Jay. When you get to a level of hype on a prospect where there's unanimity that he could be the best player on a championship team, like he's the type, and there's all this hype around him and he goes number one overall, I don't think Greg Oden fits into that category. I think there are questions about Greg Oden. I think Zion didn't have the height, and the question was, ooh, this is going to be interesting. Like, he's not a rim protector. We don't really see guys shaped like that win championships. Could he be the first? But Ewing, Robinson, Shaq, those guys, it was all, that looks like a guy you can build a championship team around. And there was enormous hype.
What did I say when the Denver Nuggets won the NBA championship? I'm like, oh,
big as
it
back.
Feels like they ended small ball,
yeah.
The small ball era. Now, the small ball era was still trying to be pushed ahead, obviously. You're going to see with Phoenix and KD and DeAndre, but still big, right?
Yeah.
But you're seeing teams focus on things like that, like, okay, generational talent. But the crazy thing about yesterday, Max, as big as Victor Wembanyama was, that wasn't the biggest story in basketball. It was the CP3 trade.
You want to get into CP3 first? Is that your big takeaway?
From the draft?
Yeah. It could be. It's up to you.
I mean, I was shocked yesterday by that. I was shocked. First of all, I was shocked to learn once the deal finally got finalized between Washington and Phoenix how many picks Michael Winger actually got, right, for Washington. You look through 2024 seconds, 2025, 2026, 2027, pick swaps, 2028, 2024, 2026,
it's a type of trade that might change. It's a type of trade that could change the rules in the next CBA,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
So I stand corrected Washington Wizard fans because I thought it was malpractice when I didn't understand how many picks they actually got in exchange for Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
Like, so props to Washington.
Who was a distressed asset with a no-trade clause and an enormous contract, and who's missed a lot of time in the last three seasons.
So, Washington Wizard fans, I stand corrected on that. But no way in hell did I think I would see CP3 get traded to the Golden State Warriors. I still don't believe it to be true, Max. Mm. Like, I stand on my principles. Like, last night when I saw it, I'm like, okay, you unloaded Jordan Poole. There were issues there. His contract, 4 years, $130 million. You unloaded that with the second apron. Like there are going to be major tax implications for teams that are over the luxury tax. Okay, I get that move from Michael Dunleavy Jr. Now you bring on CP3, but it doesn't feel like it's finished yet to me. Mm-hmm. It feels like they're bringing on CP3. Are they going to waive him? You're then going to re-sign Draymond Green? Are you still looking for additional pieces? I hear a lot of my people over in Cannes right now for the Sports Beach Summit, right? There's a lot of advertising things going over in Cannes. You see LeBron James in Cannes. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of speculation around Draymond Green and Dame Lillard spending a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. Do I feel some trading going on there between Draymond and Dame? It cannot be possible for Golden State, or is this a finished package with CP3?
Wait.
And Steph Curry?
You're
I'm floating it out there.
Wait, hold on. Let me.
I am floating it out there.
You're suggesting that Draymond and Dame play together somewhere, or are involved in a trade for each other as principals?
I don't know what I'm suggesting. All I'm saying is, if those two are spending some time together, could that be used as a package deal? Like, could people be thrown off yesterday thinking that it's only CP3 and him still being waived to go to L.A., then still trying to find some cap space with Dre to go get a guy like Dame?
If
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Put Dame in the same backcourt with Steph.
I mean, CP3 can work with the second unit, and I'm not saying CP3 can't work. CP3 has proven that he could work playing in a system built around guards and spacing. He did that in Houston. But it does feel like that's a really small backcourt. Are you going to close with is CP3 just coming off the bench? Is he a bona fide guy coming off the bench now?
I was thinking that's
not going to close with Steph and CP3?
I know what you mean about who's going to open, who's going to close, but I always think about it in terms of minutes. Like in the backcourt, right, you got 96 minutes. You could even add one of the forward positions nowadays, but you got 48 plus 48. If you have three really good players, there's your rotation. You can eat up those 96 minutes between three players, and they're all getting right around 30 minutes, you know, a game. That's some of them a little more, some of them a little less, but that could work.
Max, I stand on it. I don't like the move. I don't like it. Mm. It's
as of right now. Well, where are they in the West?
Hold on. Before we even get to where they are in the West, I know the situation happened with Jordan Poole last year, right? I know that they couldn't bounce back, and I think a lot of that is on Jordan Poole, who now finds himself in Washington in a rebuild. Championship contender to a rebuild, right? So I think it's a great sign or lesson for young players. You'll learn to work through things. Mm-hmm. You asked for it, you got your money, but now you're in a rebuild. Mm-hmm. But it does feel like you're losing a legit eye-popping score. That is one of the main reasons you won a chip last year.
2 years ago, yeah.
Last year.
No, 2 seasons ago.
All right, 2 seasons ago now. But like one of the main reasons you won a chip, Max.
Yeah.
So now you lose that, and you're filling in that gap. And I love CP3. First ballot Hall of Famer, he's going to be. But a guy who's been injury prone late in his career multiple times down the stretch when you need him the most, who's turning 39 years old, who now you're going to put him in a system in which there's constant movement and constant continuity.
But again, as you said,
it increases the odds of injury for
him. He could be on the move. Getting back to Jordan Poole, though, you could stand on principle. That's fine. Maybe Jordan Poole should have worked through it. Maybe Draymond, whatever it is. It wasn't working. Like, it ruined
their
season.
It didn't work for 1 year. I understand. And just won it the year prior.
He has an enormous contract considering the new CBA and how that punishes teams that spend that money. You got to hang on to Steph. You're going to pay. It looks like you want to pay Dre, right? You're going to work something out. What's going to happen with Clay? You've paid Wiggins. There's only so much money to go around, and this is a way to get them off your books, fix the chemistry, and you know, try to re-sign the guys you really want. I get it. I get it from their point of view to move him. The question is, what they got in return, is that, as you said, simply a way to dump salary, or do they plan on using Chris Paul?
I think that's the million-dollar question everybody's waiting to find out. I do not believe that they are done. They can't be done.
Because What's the starting five right now is the question.
You still have Clay, whose his contract is up after this year.
Yep. And his defense wasn't the same since the injury.
Agree. Well, I mean, back-to-back injuries, on a knee and an Achilles, right?
Yeah, 2 years.
But he did have a good offensive season last year. Didn't show up that great in the playoffs, but still, are you going to give him a super max?
No, as you mentioned,
a max deal.
That's why it's hard to figure Chris Paul, because at this stage in his career, he doesn't have defensive value. Steph plays defense as well as he can, but he's not really a defender. And now Clay being diminished defensively, you're relying on Andrew Wiggins to do all the work.
So, I mean, Chris Paul, as opposed to June 28th, what is today's date? Today is the 23rd. June 28th, that he will be locked for $30 million over the next 2 years, right? So you got Chris Paul, that $30 million. Look here on ESPN2. Steph Curry, 53. Clay, 37.9. He's up next year. Wiggins, 27.3. GP to second, 8.7. Kevon Looney. I mean, you still got pieces like Moses Moody and Kuminga. Like, is Kuminga on the move with CP3?
Kuminga's the most interesting
question. And potentially a pick?
Kuminga's the most interesting question to me, because when Myers drafts
Kuminga. You're not even putting in Draymond
Kuminga.
Green and his new deal that he's about to get here.
The idea with Kuminga was maybe could he eventually do some of the stuff that Draymond Green does, right, and all that. But he's still, look at the age. This is what I mean about Kuminga. So far, it doesn't look, but he's 20 years old. He's so young.
Would you break up Clay and Steph? If Clay's going to want that type of money coming up.
If he wants a max, super max, yeah. Yeah.
You break him up.
I think Clay, since the injury.
I can't do it.
Yeah. So you're going to give him the super max?
No. I said I can't do it either.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I want to keep them together, if he wants a max deal, I'm not sure I can afford that, considering where he is at this stage of his career. And I love Clay. I love Clay as a player.
So, Jay, I understand you have a list.
Again? You're doing this again?
Look up the screen. It says,
what do you
right
mean,
here.
Look at the screen? You're the only one who has a screen in front of me.
No, look right there.
I can't see that screen. You know I have bad eyes like you.
It says, Jay has a list.
Are you sure?
It says you've updated it twice before the show even started, and now I know what list our producers are referring to.
I don't have a list. I have no list. I don't know what you're talking
about. Well, once again, we find ourselves in a list issue.
Once again, Nuno does this to me.
We're list out of luck. 888-SAY-ESPN, KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So NBA draft, when Bayama goes one. And then, by the way, Miller and Scoot, 2 and 3, like we always thought until recent reporting had it made it seem as though maybe it would be reversed.
Tisha, Linda, Felicia, Dawn,
and the Thompson
Leticia.
Twins.
What? I was about to start spitting lyrics, man.
You just interrupted me. You like to go through all the names. I know.
I mean, it's my favorite thing to do.
It's a list of names.
Obviously, that's.
I'm surprised you, of all people, remember it's a list.
I am glad you finally picked up on the list of names. Max Kellerman has arrived this morning. Uh-oh. Have you had your cup of coffee?
Not fully.
See, Paulie, this guy needs coffee. That's what
Damn
it is.
It.
You usually have your
Damn
coffee
it.
Right on the table when we come in.
Slow.
And then you trip and you fall.
Yeah,
we still have.
We yeah. spill it. I haven't spilled my first cup of coffee
yet. Not today.
Damn it.
Not yet. We have video footage from yesterday, though.
Yeah. It is, Jay set me up. He set up a wire so I would, a trip wire.
You set up your own wire.
You set that up as a trip wire.
By the way, there are multiple stains on the rug.
That's
from
you.
You spilling. See, there you go again.
Joe.
You just say it out loud.
Joe.
And Joe. You just call me Joe.
I try to say no and Jay at the same time.
Joe. What is,
suits you.
Is Joey here? Is Keyshawn
Jay,
here?
This is a show rug.
This is a show rug.
This is, we don't say who spilled what. It just represents what has been spilled during the show.
This looks like my rug at home with my kids and my dog who just throw up and throw stuff on the rug. That's what it is.
Unbelievable.
It's like, my wife's like, we're going to get a nice rug. I'm like, but why?
I'm fastidious about that stuff. Don't eat it on the couch.
Fastidious.
Just the table's right there. You can watch TV while you're, the table's right. I want to be on the couch. Don't, and as soon as I leave the room, I come back. It's on the couch.
I'm going to need a definition on fastidious.
So what's your list, Jay?
Which list are we doing now?
Whichever you, just, we're just begging you for a list.
Now you're,
of any
you're
kind
me
at this
for
point.
One list. Okay.
Any kind. You could go through the names on the song. Is, just we just want a list.
I don't want to give you a list on that because that can lead to a completely different conversation and discussion. Okay. I am going to give my list of one to Golden State. I just made that up on the fly and it sounds great. All right, here we go.
This is my third best spill, I think. Go ahead. They're showing it on ESPN2
right
now.
See, this is what happens. Look at me.
Jay,
I'm like a little
see
child.
See, your tripwire worked.
Look at me, I'm like a little child.
His tripwire worked.
It's because
see, look,
you can't see out of your left eye. And look, the best is you tried to move your right leg on ESPN2 out of the way. Look at the
let
person.
Me see.
Here,
I don't
you
remember
stand
it
up
well.
Here.
Okay, let me see. Hold on.
You stand up here.
Let's do a play-by-play.
Yep, the water
no,
bottle.
No, now that's us.
That's
thought,
us now.
By the way,
okay.
I literally thought
look,
that
look.
Was...
And now, wait. By the way, what's Jerry doing? Some trickery here on TV? And we were staring
you're
at
right.
each other.
I thought I was being slick. Look at me. I got my look left leg out of the way.
Look at you. You got your belly out of the way. There it is. And boom, there it is. And you look, you stare to make sure that there's no coffee in the coffee
Well, you know,
jug.
It's the old thing where you may have gotten something on yourself. You look down slowly as though that's going to help.
By the way, look at me. I'm like the badass little kid. Look at me. Yeah. Just leaning over, loving every second
you
of it.
You leaned over like, ooh.
Ooh, you're in trouble. Ooh, Teacher James, he did it. He did it again.
Caught red-handed.
Just telling the teacher, yelling out loud. Okay, you ready for my list?
I am.
One to Golden State.
All right.
Number one.
Conference. I'm supposed to do this later this afternoon on TV, so let me hear your list. I'm listening
so
very closely.
So you're just going to take my list and then do it on your show?
I have a separate list. I'll tell you right now.
We'll see if it's separate after. Don't tell me. Okay, here we go. Number one.
Number one.
I'm putting respect on their name, man. Just give it. The Denver Nuggets are the best team in the Western Conference, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, it is what it is. We're going to go quick with the list. Number two. My favorite thing to do in the morning. What?
Okay. Of course.
What? Number two.
If you're civilized, of course.
Hey,
of course.
Yo!
Before
you read
the shower.
Paper, you go over.
Before the shower. Of course.
Bing,
after
bang.
After the shower? No, before
Who
the shower.
Who does that after the shower?
Oh, there are people.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nasty. I can't condone that. Number two, the Phoenix Suns.
Yep.
Okay? I mean, it is what it is. We'll see what moves are made.
Yep.
Still, this is fluid, as Stephen A. Smith says. But still, Phoenix Suns, DeAndre Ayton, KD, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. Next up on the list.
Number three.
This is hard. I really think with the way they were constructed after the trade deadline, I got to put respect on one of the best defensive teams. We'll see what moves they make. I got to go with the Lakers. Key, that's for you. I know you're on vacation right now. Laker fans, you guys always call in. I'll say the Lakers at number three. Right. Next up.
Number four.
Yeah, I got to go with the Sacramento Kings. Mm-hmm. I do. I just, you know, look, light the beam. Respect to you, De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk. We're seeing them try to make moves. Domantas Sabonis. Mm-hmm. I got respect for what you guys are building. You guys got the toughness. You guys are there. And that's number four. Okay, next up.
Number five.
Ah! Golden State. I just got to go Golden State there. It's tough because Golden State just with Steph, with Dre, we'll see. I'm not sure about will they re-sign him. We'll see what the market dictates. I don't like the CP3 move as much. I think they lose a pop. But still, it's hard for me to go against Steph and Clay and the foundation that they built. Best shooter in basketball. I'll give them four. Five, then I would have Memphis.
Wait, is that five or six you're on now?
I don't know what number I'm on. It's a list. It's my list.
Right,
it
just
ends number five.
Right, then
five.
I would have Memphis right there. Obviously, losing Tyus Jones, Marcus Smart, but losing Dylan Brooks, I still think there's work to do. They could jump in front of Golden State if they were able to land a guy like OG Anunoby, or if they're able to, you know, poke a guy like Pascal Siakam.
So here's Jay's list. Nuggets 1, Suns 2, Lakers 3, Kings 4. Warriors 5 in the West. And let's see those odds. We posted the Vegas odds on ESPN 2 moments ago. We'll get back to those in a second. And then I'm going to tell you my list, Jay. But I did – okay, so Nuggets are plus 230. They're the favorites, followed by the Suns. It's plus 350. It makes sense. Warriors plus 650 are considered what this represents is what the odds makers believe, the public believes. Because that line is set to try to get equal betting on both sides of it, you know, among the public. So the odds makers think – the public thinks that the Warriors have the third best odds. Okay. Lakers 4 – Clippers 5, Grizzlies 6, Mavs 7.
Okay. I can't have the Lakers in any more of my preseason list. I am done. I'm done. I'm telling you right now, I am boycotting because every year they set you up for failure.
The Lakers?
No, I'm talking about the Clippers.
Oh, Clippers.
Every year I feel like we always talk about.
Kawhi feels great. Didn't you read it?
Yeah, I read their articles yesterday, and he feels good. Like, we'll just see how that actually translates. And I love Paul George. Paul George is nasty. Kawhi is one of the nastiest in the game when he's healthy.
Yeah.
Okay, but like how many times do we need to keep prefacing that statement by saying when they're healthy?
You know, when Kawhi and Paul George are on the court together, I'm not going where you think I'm going with this. When you see their hands next to each other, it's like you sitting next to Yao Ming or like J.J. Redick sitting next to Victor Wembanyama because there's a big, big difference there. It's a big difference. What are you looking at?
It's the same difference.
7'5".
It's the same difference.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Look at this picture. Look at this.
But it's not the same difference. Guards. No, Jay, it's not the same difference. No, nope.
Time out. The bottom picture with J.J., it's zoomed in, okay? Obviously, and it's taking from floor level. My picture does not look like it's taken from floor level. It's taken from below floor level and is zoomed out.
The real problem is he's in the foreground and you're in the background. Jay, you can never be photographed next to Yao Ming in the background. It's exaggerated. That looks like special effects from a movie.
Well, first of all, why are the water glasses tall, almost as tall as I am?
Yeah, those are enormous wine glasses. Those are like gag glasses.
Yao Ming's kneecap is the size of my damn waist, Max. But that's the problem.
J.J. Redick is 6'4".
He looks tiny too.
He's just huge. Yao's also not as lanky as Wembanyama. He's just big.
I got so confused last night. Are we measuring people with their shoes on or with their shoes off?
In the NBA, you know we do it with the shoes on.
We had so many varying reports last night. Shoes on or shoes off?
Shoes on in the NBA because the NBA always exaggerates by about 2 inches.
Yeah.
Everyone's about 2 inches shorter than listed.
6'4 in the program.
Who?
Me.
No, I was going to say you're 6'1.5 in the NBA or what?
Don't do that. So that means you're 5'4".
No. yeah, it turns out it's true. So Jay, let's get to my list now.
We have to go to break now. We're late.
As always, you chewed up all the time.
Well, as always, we're late to break.
Key and I always talking. Can't get a word in
Max,
with this guy.
We have to go to break.
You're More late KJM
to
break coming again. Up.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
You know what the worst is? Every time Johnny Manziel hears a song, he's like, oh, that's so dope. Drake said my name. And he says, 5 years from today, I'm the man still. Johnny's like,
lies, 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 and more
not
lies.
Not the man still.
By the way.
Draft day, Johnny Manziel. Damn.
Manziel That's when I thought, oh, man, wait a minute, the Cowboys might be starting to get really good, actually. Because you know Jerry Jones had to be looking at Manziel and go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Texas A&M.
And they're like, no, we're just going to take the best offensive lineman. I was like, damn, they're getting smart. Cowboys are smartening up. So the Trailblazers do take Scoot Henderson, who fell to 3. There was some question in recent days as to whether he or Miller would go who would go 2, who would go 3. But in the end, it wound up the way people assumed it would go, you know, for weeks and weeks. Scoot Henderson, 3 overall, and 2, the Portland Trailblazers. Now, it seems to me at this point, Jay, it's pretty cut and dried for Portland. Either they believe Scoot Henderson is a potential franchise player, right?
Cut and dried, huh? Cut and dried? Cut and dry?
Cut and dried.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Got it.
Yeah. IED.
Yeah. Got it.
So either they believe he is really going to be a franchise player, right? And that the shooting will come along and all that stuff. And they can build around him. And if that's the case, then you move Dame now. It's the right thing to do for your organization and for Dame. Or you believe that, don't know about the shooting, and we can get a lot for him. Lillard deserves to be surrounded. You know, we're not going to break in these young players. We're going to go get him an all-star. And you go do that and try to win a championship. Seems to me that it's either or. I don't see them not making, you know, you're not going to do both.
Well, Portland tried last night. I mean, they tried to package Anthony Simon and the third pick, which was going to be Scoot Henderson, right, to Brooklyn for Mikal Bridges, and Brooklyn turned down the deal. Right? They turned down the deal. So when you're making an attempt like that, how do you not take Scoot Henderson? And it just seems like Joe Cronin and company, if you can't find a package of those two players for a high-level caliber player and draft collateral, then go towards a rebuild and just do the – I mean, look, I can't tell you last night sitting there watching the draft, I'm also all over Twitter's timeline, like wondering if Dame is going to post some picture. Like, I know he's over in France right now. I know he's on vacation with his family. The entire league is paying attention to this gap of time that between the draft and the beginning of free agency, you have teams and GMs that are putting together the best construction of pieces of assets to attack and try to get Dame Lillard. Like, that's where everybody's at. Because it's a matter of time. Like, what's going to happen? Like, something is going to break. Either you're going to go towards a rebuild or you're going to put together a package of assets to try to get another high-level caliber player to entice Dame to stay. But I don't know what player is out there that you can make a move for that another team is willing to let you poach to keep Dame in Portland.
Looking at their roster now, do you think that, I mean, they do have some interesting young pieces in Portland, but the question is, like, none of them really look like franchise players. The funny thing is, though, they all do certain things at a really high level. You know, either this guy's really athletic or, ooh, that's just what a lot of teams are looking for. If you trade Lillard, do you get enough back, given this core, and do you believe in Scoot Henderson's future enough that you think that could eventually build to a champion?
Who do you think has more value, Damian Lillard or Bradley Beal?
Damian Lillard.
Okay. Yeah. And Bradley Beal had what? A no-trade clause.
Yeah, and a big contract.
And a big contract. And look what Washington – well, Dame has a big contract too. But look,
and he missed a lot of games recently.
Look what Washington got for Bradley Beal, okay? Mm-hmm. And we talk about last year, Rudy Gobert and company. Like, look at those deals that were last year. I think Dame could land you a massive deal. Now, granted – you're trying to do the right move by Dame by giving him, you know, 3 or 4 teams that he can choose from by saying, hey, this is where I would like to be. But you're telling me, like, Brooklyn wouldn't give up a ton of assets for Damian? You would get an unprecedented type of deal.
Do you think Lillard and Bridges are enough as the two best players on your team that surrounded with the right pieces, they can win a championship?
I think you're moving towards that. I'm not saying it's going to lend you it doesn't put you in pole position right away as it would with Miami. Mm. But
that's what I'm saying from Lillard's point of view. I guess you could argue.
But it's also about what the plan is, right?
So
for Dame. Like, for me, if I were Dame, I wouldn't be just being like, I need to be traded to a contender. Like, a contender could be, hey, if I do say, here are the 3 teams, and you do extract the most value that you give in return, but you still leave your window open to make other moves, and there is a strategy in place to pick up two or three additional pieces, like maybe one other star and some great fit role pieces. Like if Sean Marks has a strategy like that, I need to hear what that strategy
let's,
is.
Let's look at it from Lillard's point of view for a second. If from Lillard's point of view, it seems to me that what it comes down to is this. Am I better off simply improving my chances to win a championship, even knowing that I didn't give myself a top three chance, let's say, in the league, but I've improved it. I'm better off in Brooklyn with Mikal Bridges and whomever else than I am in Portland right now. Is that improvement in his odds of winning a championship, in other words, it's not Miami where you go, ooh, I bet you we chip up if I go there, but it's better than Portland. Is that worth spending the equity you have as a franchise player who was loyal to the franchise, who has this whole thing built up around him, around that? Like, once you shoot your shot, you got to hit it if you're Lillard, it seems to me. I don't know that it's worth it simply to give myself a slightly better chance somewhere else.
Let me ask you this. And it just came to my mind. Mm-hmm. If you were Dame and you're watching a guy like Giannis mm-hmm. play, and you're watching Chris Middleton opt out of his deal, and you're watching Drew Holiday, right, and Brooke Lopez, who's probably is going to be a restricted free agent, right? Would you want to go play in Milwaukee with Giannis?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
I would.
Hey, Milwaukee. Yep. Like it's going to be an arms race. You're going to have teams. Would you want to go play in Philadelphia?
Yep.
Like, if Philly's worried so much about James Harden and some assets, like, are you not willing, if you're Philadelphia and Daryl Morey, to say, I'm going to put Joel Embiid and Dame Lillard together in the East? Like, you're telling me them in the East, you're looking at Boston making moves with Kristaps Porzingis. Like, I'm looking at Philly saying, I want to play with Joel Embiid, or I want to play with a Giannis, or I want to play in my, like, I'm looking at these teams right here, the top teams in the East. You all need me.
Yeah.
You need me.
I think the best fit is Miami, but Philly also is a good fit. It seems to me, based on that logic, that it's going to be a minute then, because a team like Philly needs to move Tobias Harris first, right? See what you can get for him. Can you clear the space? Can you get some assets? For teams to get their ducks in a row, if Lillard is available, it may take some time.
Or maybe you can use Tobias Harris in the trade package with picks and assets, maybe like a guy like Maxey. You willing to give up on Maxey and Tobias Harris and some picks for Dame? I would. Alan Yates, you're a Philly fan.
I like
would you
Maxey.
Give up
I like to hang on to
I like Maxey too, but I like Dame more.
Yeah, but Maxey's like 10 years younger.
Okay. Alan Yates, would you give up Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris, and picks for Dame?
No, I'm keeping Tyrese Maxey.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Maxey you want to keep. Right. They got rid of Thybul. By the way, to Portland, right? I'm keeping Maxey.
Okay.
Is it time for the Bulls to blow it all up and start over again? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike. unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. David Kaplan, co-host of Cap and J. Hood on ESPN 1000 with us now. Morning, Cap.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You can, of course, listen to Cap and J. Hood weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Central
guys
time
there?
On ESPN
Yeah, we can 1000. Hear you, Cap.
Yeah, we got you. Cap, you got us?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. Cap, the big news out of Chicago, Lonzo Ball, who I like a lot as a player. I think he's an underrated player. He's expected now to miss next season. Only 25 still, but what's your reaction to this news?
We already knew this, you know, those of us that cover the team. It is. Here's what's even more embarrassing. Not that he's hurt. That's horrible. There are people privately around the Chicago Bulls that are still counting on him. That's a fact. Well, we think this surgery will finally work and we'll get him back for 24-25. The fact that these other teams, and I am a huge Bulls fan, huge. The fact that there are people there that believe in Lonzo still or count on him, and you see all these other teams making moves, and Chicago does nothing. We go to the trade deadline. Jay, I don't want to depress you, but at the trade deadline, there was nothing we could do. And I watched Rob Pelinka completely rebuild his team. It's so disheartening.
Cap, so obviously, it's like if we are going to trade Zach LaVine, then just tear it down to the bolts. Just tear it down. Are you in agreement with that? Mm-hmm. If that's the case, just start over. Do you agree or disagree?
I completely agree. Look, I know it's not Steve Cohen and the Mets, and it's not baseball. You can't go out and decide, guess what? We're just going to buy everybody and try and win a championship. You can't do that in the NBA. I understand that. How long are we going to continue to say, well, we're going to preach continuity, and we think we can eventually get this thing where we want it? Look, Vooch is a nice player, Nikola Vucevic. The trade they made was horrifically bad. Again, he's a solid basketball player. They paid for a brand-new Lamborghini. What they gave up, they got a 2019 Buick Regal that gets you to the mall, but it's not what you bought. And at some point, you have to admit, hey, guys, we tried hard with what we did here. It didn't work. We're blowing it up, and we're going to start over.
Yeah, part of it, Cap, it feels like is bad luck, at least from a distance, because I agree, they did try, and it looked to me pretty good, but, you know, for example, things like, I didn't know Vucevic was that bad a defender, I guess I wasn't paying as close attention, and you know, Lonzo Ball just rotten luck with the injury, because I think he's a winning player. Do you like the plan that they pursued and are now just saying, okay, but things happened, it didn't work? That's where I am with it. I agree with that. But is that what you're saying, or did you not like the plan at all?
Here's the one thing that really bothered me. The league is based on three-point shooting. We just saw a team that had a bunch of shooters get themselves to the final, even though they were not one of the top seeds. I'm talking about Miami. You could start looking at all of the different shooters they put out there. Denver won the title. They got guys that can make shots. We all in Chicago have been screaming for well over 18 months, you guys don't have any perimeter shooting. And guess what? Finally, at the end of the year, Arturis Karnišovas came out and said, we've come to the realization we're going to have to add more shooting to this team. If I know that and you know that and that guy's getting paid millions of dollars and he finally just figured it out and they don't have a lead guard that organizes the offense, I just don't understand it. It just drives me crazy.
Well, I mean, the lack of the elite guard is, or the guard to organize the offense, and some of the shooting is Lonzo's injury, but I hear you. They've known about it for a while.
Yeah. Co-host of Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 Chicago, David Kaplan, joining us here on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. Cap, I got to ask you, so Derek Jones obviously declining his player option. Like, what moves do you think – or would you like to see the Bulls do moving forward?
Okay, are you going to get Vooch re-signed. I assume that they're going to. I want to see some aggressiveness, Jay. I want to see them go out. Is Vincent from Miami, who's unrestricted, is he a guy that they can finally try and make a run and say, you know what? Lonzo's not walking through that door. If we get him back 24-25, great. That would be a bonus. I just don't think you can ever count on that guy playing a meaningful role for your basketball team. That's he will have missed 2.5 years. 2.5. Max Strus was a member of the Chicago Bulls. Max Strus can shoot the basketball. Mm. That's a fact. Those guys, I'm talking about Arturas and Mark Eversley, took the job. Max Strus was in their building rehabbing from an ACL, never made him a contract offer. Not even a dollar. Nothing. And Miami said, hey, come down here. You can rehab with us. And he ends up starting on a team that goes to the finals. Here's just a bunch of examples of how this thing's been mismanaged.
So are Eversley and Arturas, are they still the guys in Chicago, Cap? Do you think they're still the guys for the job?
Okay, I can answer that two ways. The answer for the Bulls, yes, because I believe they gave them a contract extension is what we're hearing. There's never been a press release. There's never been a press conference. Hey, we extended our general manager and our executive VP. But we keep hearing that they've gotten one. If I bought the team, yeah, no. They would get, hey, guys, thanks for your service. We appreciate it. This is a check for everything we owe you. Get out. And I would rebuild the thing with different people. 100%. The fact that you've got a veteran core and you've added no perimeter shooting and no point guard, it would drive me insane if I was the owner.
David Kaplan, co-host of Cap and Jay Hood, ESPN 1000 Chicago. Cap, let's squeeze a little Bears in here because you look at the North and it is wide open. You know, Rodgers is gone. Justin Fields is, I loved the pick at the time. I wanted the Giants to grab him, even though they already had Daniel Jones. It looked like there was greatness in there potentially. They've started to make moves towards building the right way around Justin Fields. What are your expectations this season? In the NFL, we see worst to first. It's a pretty common occurrence. But what are your expectations for the Bears in the division?
My expectation is not as high as I think a large percentage of our fan base. They still have depth issues. They still don't have a pass rush. I think their leading sacker last year was Jaquan Brisker with 4. He plays safety, and they did not go out and get an edge rusher because Ryan Poles, who I like very much, said, I can't fix everything in one off season. We're not going to enter into any bad deals. They've got 2 number one picks next year. I think the offense has been revamped. I expect him to take a huge step, huge. I just don't think we're going to be very good defensively, so I still think it's a year away. But I will tell you this, offensively, I think this will be the best Bears team we've seen in a long time.
Cap, I think that schedule is going to help us out too.
Yeah, listen, Cap, you like to see a sober front office, right, with a clear-eyed view of where the team is so they build step by step. I would be heartened by that if I was in Chicago, and that's what the GM is thinking. Thanks, Cap, as always. David Kaplan, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a great day.
Is it titles or bust for Wembanyama? KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.